one of the things about one getting older and having a family with a lot of kids is that doctors are a regular part of our life, and specialty doctors come into play, as you know, with Marcus when he had herniated a disc in his back, with our kids now needing glasses and braces, just the gamut is so long. And then my gynecologist retired. So one of the things that can get you crazy and just is finding a doctor. So for instance, before you book any brunch, you pull over list of reviews, right? You just don't be showing up to a restaurant not knowing if they're good or bad. So why not do the same when booking a doctor's appointment? With ZocDoc, you can see real, verified patient reviews to help you find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. After all, finding the right doctor is just that, if not more important than finding the right plate of Eggs Benedict, okay? So if your doctor can recite every line from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off but can't remember your name, it's time to get a new doctor, all right? And you do that with ZocDoc. ZocDoc makes it easy to find quality doctors in your network and in your neighborhood. Plus, with real verified patient reviews, you can find the right doctor for you, one that actually remembers your name. If you're not a fan of it, if you are a fan of it, sushi is incredible. But gas station sushi? Not so much. Finding the right sushi makes all the difference. The same goes for finding the right doctor. With ZocDoc, you can find the right doctor for you in your network, in your neighborhood, one that makes you feel like you're in good hands, you're supported, and you're heard, even if you're telling them about your favorite sushi place. And then with ZocDoc, you get the ease of booking. Calendar Battleship is what we're going to call this. Battleship is a fun board game. Lots of us have played as kids and as adults. Calendar Battleship is the frustrating game you play with your doctor trying to find out when you're both free for an appointment, like in 3 months. With ZocDoc, booking an appointment with a doctor that suits your needs, fits your schedule, and is in your network and in your neighborhood is easy. I truly think that this is one of the easiest ways to take the headache out of finding the right doctor for you, because nothing is more frustrating. I tried to find a gynecologist at first without ZocDoc, and sure enough, the person was like, I think it was last year in August, I had called to make the appointment. They were like, yeah, she's taking new patients. Her first is in November. I was like, okay, my whole uterus beating fell out. I need to see somebody right now. So ZocDoc is a free app that shows you the doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and available when you need them. On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun. ZocDoc's mobile app is easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. You can search, find, and book doctors within a few tabs. Find and review local doctors. Read review patient reviews from real doctors who've made real appointments. And now when you walk into a doctor's office, you're all set to see someone in your network who gets you. Go to ZocDoc.com, find the doctor that's right for you, and book an appointment in person or remotely, whichever works in your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I am one of them. It's our go-to whenever we need to find a doctor that is quality. You understand? Go to ZocDoc.com/argue and download ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/argue. ZocDoc.com/argue. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my sun-kissed caramel macchiato, 6'5", fine-ass husband and co-host. Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus Tanksley, the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Happy to be here.
Are you?
Yeah.
You seem like, ooh, life is.
I think because I'm tired. I haven't had anything to eat. And I think it's doing something with my internals. I don't know. Something's going on. As you was reading the ad that people are trying to judge over here.
they judge
copy,
my.
The copy. Oh, just the copy. Not the.
They love it. They think it's the best. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was sitting here. It's like, what's going on with me? But, anyway, I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. If it's your first time joining us, we greatly appreciate you. If you're coming back, we greatly appreciate that as well. This is a weekly podcast. We talk about any and everything we goddamn feel like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
literally anything. I ain't gonna go through the roster.
Now, the people he's talking about that's judging it, tell them who they are.
They are our immediate family. They're the people on Patreon. They're watching us film this live and in color, a little bit darker than usual. Me and Angel, because we're back from vacation. But yeah, so you can join the Patreon. We sitting here watching them comment and talk, and they talking to us. We talking back to them. You can join the Patreon for the low of $5 a month. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel.
Look at you. You're a professional right now.
It's a question mark every time.
It's not a question mark no more. You got it.
Yeah. So you can join that. And also, we got some more lovely people that we want you to join as our sponsors.
We have sponsors, as y'all heard, the first one, which was ZocDoc, but we'll be introducing you to four more companies. Real Toilet Paper, we'll tell you about them, Mint Mobile, Helix, and EveryPlate. When you support our sponsors, meaning if, like, everybody need toilet paper. So when I tell you about Real, if you running out of toilet paper, give them a try. Yeah. Use our promo codes, because when you support them by getting and trying out their products, you're supporting this podcast that everybody's getting for free. Right?
Yeah.
So we appreciate you.
Yeah.
So yes, we are just back from our vacation. We have been sitting, baking, crisping underneath the sun. Mm-hmm. And but we were like, it's back to work. Yeah. We didn't had all the fun. We didn't had all the play. And now it's time to do what we need to do.
Gotta do what we gotta do so we can keep doing that.
Okay, so I'm excited to talk about this next part. We are doing Taking Sides. It's a segment.
Sides.
If this is your first time listening, this is a segment where we take sides on a popular topic or trending idea. This is one that I am excited to talk about. So there's a new trend of parents telling their kids to get their shoes on.
Which streaming thing? What is this on?
It's on Instagram. It's on all of them. Okay. It's telling kids to get their shoes on because they're getting in a fight and need the child to fight too. While some people find it hilarious, others are calling it unhealthy, bad parenting. Some even going as far as saying it's exploiting their children for clout.
Put your shoes on because I got to go fight someone's tia. So I need you to come with me in case you have to fight her nephew, okay?
I can't.
Why not?
Today?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Is it not okay?
No, I have to fight someone's tia.
This tia?
No, someone else's tia.
Someone else's tia?
Yeah. So I need you to help me fight in case she brings her nephew. I need you to fight him.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I need to go to Target.
Okay, so yes, this is a trend that has been going viral everywhere. So I'm assuming we probably have very similar point of views on this, but there are people who are calling it bad parenting. It's taking things too far. Let me see what else. Oh, they're saying it's unhealthy. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? Or that you're just using your kids for clout?
I'll start with that last one, using your kids for clout. Ain't nobody about to get rich off of this or famous.
Off of this trend?
From this trend. So using your child for clout, like, you could say that it, toward anything that you put your child in front of the camera and do anything for. As far as it being unhealthy, it's just people need to relax a little bit, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, it's a trend. People are doing it. Sure, these people are explaining to the children it was a joke. You don't have to go fight anybody. Even if the child is uncomfortable for a split second, it's not like they're doing this daily to the child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a goddamn donut is unhealthy, but I bet you give your kids donuts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing it three times a day. It's just one of those things. Kids will, like, that little boy, he was uncomfortable. Okay. She probably had to explain it to him. Clearly, he didn't want to fight. He didn't want the smoke.
Right.
Was he probably scared and nervous? Yes. But it's not like that's going to traumatize him for the rest of his goddamn life. He ain't going to wake up 30 years from now in cold sweats. Oh, thought I had to go fight my the neighbor. Like, come on, people. Like, even kids will experience uncomfortable situations and things. Even if it's a joke. If anybody has a thing of me and my kids, we like to scare each other. They like to stand around corners and, I jump. If I were to record me scaring them, I'm sure people would be like, that's unhealthy. You could give the child PTSD. That's what gives them nightmares. Yeah, but they laugh at the end of it, even though they're terrified in that moment. People just need to relax, I think, in my opinion.
I personally think that's too big of a blanket statement for someone to put on this. You know, for some kids, it might be too much. You got to know your child. For some kids, they, when it comes to any type of physical, like thought of physical violence, it might break them down. I personally was going to do the prank, but we went out of town because I know I got shooters in my house. I got some kids that would have been like, okay, let's go. Sai being one of them. He would have smiled about the thought of getting ready to fight somebody. Kai would have been like, okay, these are my ninja moves. Lil Marcus might have been the one that would have felt really uneasy about, like,
he got a little more experience.
So yeah, he's like, right, I don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah, how big are these kids?
So I do think you have to know your kid on what type of, like, prank that you can play on them. So I think it is, a way too generalized of a statement to think it's bad parenting because it depends on what type of child you have. Yeah. Now, I will say, it's for clout. I don't care. I birthed them kids. I'm going to use my kids for clout. I don't care what anybody thinks of it. They are being used for clout. They have pretty faces. They will be used for clout. And my kids are fully aware of what it is. I've actually explained it to them. I'm like, you all are going to smile for this picture because we're going to get paid for this picture, which is going to then pay to feed you, which is then going to pay to get the games that you want, yada, yada, yada. So they know what they are signed up for right now.
Yeah, the fact that our parents didn't do it to a pull-in bank, I blame them.
Exactly. This is for their full well. This is for their well-being as well as mine. So I'm not even, and none of them have protested other than maybe like Amar sometimes. And then, you know, the thing about Amar is that he just won't do it. Like y'all saw when we were trying to do the positive dance, the little line dance, Amar ran around like a crazy person the entire time. So I also feel like it's a little bit of hypocrisy. People lie to their kids to their face for at least the first 9 years talking about Santa Claus is real. And don't nobody talk about how traumatizing that is. Yeah,
that one day that your old ass child found out, hold on,
you've been lying.
Ain't real.
People, but nobody considers that bad parenting.
Tooth fairy.
Nobody does. They're like, but it's imagination. Well, imagine this fight is about to happen down the street. Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah, don't nobody talk about that.
So I think it's a very hypocritical. But I do think it is very much so dependent upon the child. Mm-hmm. And for some kids, there were some kids that did bust out crying. They were I don't want to do this.
It
might be a little far,
but again, it's just like, hey, I'm sorry, babe. I took it too far. You okay? That ain't the last time you're going to do a bad parenting thing. You a parent. You going to bad parent all the time.
All of the
that's part of
parenting. And I think that's the, if we were to really take sides on it, I think that is the issue with a lot of things is I think a lot of people feel like they have the formula on what, on how to be a good parent from A to Z.
Oh yeah.
And there is no such pattern that you can follow where you're not going to do something eventually that someone else will consider bad parenting. Like a lot of people who are really into gentle parenting and I see some benefits of it, there are parts of it that if I were to be that type of person that judges folks parenting, I'm really not that person. But if I was, there are certain things in gentle parenting that I think is bad parenting. But I also know that every child needs a specific parent. And if I am not that child's parent, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I did you remember the one thing I did where I was like, I told the boys to take the trash out. Mm-hmm. Oh, you should have seen all the perfect parents coming in the comments. This is a parenting problem. This is not the kids. I'm like, shut up. It's what about your little stupid life? Nobody asked you to come on here and try to tell them. Like, this is just a little joke that I did. It is not that goddamn serious. granted, 99% of the people could relate. It's like, yeah, how many times we tell little Marcus, lock that goddamn back door, and he will not do it.
That dog will be out roaming
the house. Marcus, make sure you lock that door right now. Okay, somehow he will forget to turn around and do it.
Yeah.
But you got the people in there, well, I only ask my children to do it something one time. It's yawn you. Shut up. You raise your kids how you want, and hopefully they don't grow up to be idiots, and I'm going to do the same.
Listen, and that is that's pretty much how it's all wrapped up, is how are you, what are you doing to keep your kids in check? And you just worry about that. And hopefully the people whose kids were crying at the end of this, they were able to be like, okay, I now know that's too far for you.
Yeah.
All right.
One time I scared Marcus a little too rough. I said, all right, I got to pull back.
this is all discovery. You know what I'm saying? What I've also discovered is that there is some fantastic toilet paper out there that's going to make you feel better about feel better about what you're doing with your crap, because you're saving the planet at the same time. And that's real paper. In our household, we try to switch over to different sustainable practices as we've become more active in taking a real part in trying to save this planet. And one of our new favorite sustainable swaps is Real Paper. Real Paper makes a sustainable toilet paper that uses a fast-growing bamboo and is always shipped in plastic-free packaging, even down to the tape on the box. The great thing about bamboo is that it is actually a grass. So like a lawn, it can be cut and regenerated without harming the plant or the soil. So they're able to harvest the same plant over and over instead of cutting down trees. And this is certainly preferable over the usual plastic wrap toilet paper that comes from our old growth forest. The conventional stuff contributes to deforestation and habitat loss, all for something that we use once and then flush down the toilet. So truly, I am like, I don't like bad toilet paper, okay? We've had mothers buy toilet paper would much rather, like, I don't know, put in a compost, like give ants a bed or something rather than wipe our tails with it.
I was cleaning up spills with that toilet paper just to get rid of it.
Just to get rid of it. So we're not people that are just like, oh, we'll just get any toilet paper. We have a preference on what we like to use. And Real is a really great toilet paper and a easy swap. Because a lot of times when you think of, okay, sustainable toilet paper, you're thinking, okay, I'm about to use sandpaper on my butt. And I really don't want to do that. I'm not trying to exfoliate back there every time I use it. Well, this one it feels really nice. It doesn't disintegrate in your hand. So you feel like, okay, you can get yourself clean. You can be about your hygiene the way you would normally be. And you can also know that, like, hey, I don't even have to go to the store to get some more. The convenience of the subscription format that they have, you always going to run out of toilet paper. As long as you're on this earth and you are a sanitary person, you're going to run out of toilet paper. So switching your toilet paper over to a subscription is kind of a no-brainer, because then you don't ever have to worry about having to run out last minute or try to get paper towels or napkins out of your glove compartment to take care of yourself. So Real Paper is available in an easy, hassle-free subscription or for one-time purchases on their website. All orders are conveniently delivered to your door with free shipping and 100% recycled plastic-free packaging. And if you head to realpaper.com/argue and sign up for a subscription using our code argue at checkout, you'll automatically get 30% off your first order and free shipping. That's realpaper.com/argue or enter promo code argue to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping. So let's stop flushing our forest and give Real Tree-free paper a try. Zero trees, zero plastic, zero compromises with Real. Ron.
Argue.
Argue. I really like that last thing we talked about. It was fun for me. Yeah. I like it. Okay. Now we're about to travel back in time.
Let's go back.
Way back.
Back in time.
And me and Marcus were literally, I was like, let me just play the clip.
Oh my God.
Let me just play the clip, because I really do want to hear your perspective, if your perspective has changed or if there was a different way you would word it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is from our old podcast episode that we did in 2018. It's entitled Personal Growth in Dealing with Flaws. It's episode 310. Here we go.
Recently, he brought up me losing weight. And wow, yes, that's not something that you ever want to hear from your husband, especially when you've had three kids. You know, a lot of women will be like, oh, he said what? But he said it in a way, not so much that he, I mean, I don't know, were you trying to say it like, I need you to lose weight because I need you to be more appealing to me?
Nah.
Oh, that was too long of a goddamn.
I was trying to think. I was so long ago. Here's the thing. Go on and say your piece on it real quick, because I got something to say about that.
No, go ahead.
So here's the thing. Women want men to be honest. That's all women want, for men to be honest.
I don't know about that. Go
no,
ahead.
That's all women say. I'm sorry, I take that back. I recant. Women say they want a man to be honest. You know y'all don't.
It's a difference. You remember when I said, don't say a pig? You just said it's childish when people say, I speak my mind in every situation.
No. When your opinion is asked, if you want honesty, expect honesty. Like, I don't think, like, all right, how, I want y'all to comment. How does a man bring up, not to say that's what I was saying, does a man bring up, hey, babe, how does he bring up weight loss to his wife?
Well, why does he need her to lose weight? It's the first thing. That's the first thing you got to start with. Why does he feel like she needs to lose weight?
Because if she gained weight and he thinks she needs to lose it, speak up. That's his own opinion.
But no, why does he think she needs to lose weight? That's the real...
It could be anything. I don't know.
It's different. If it's for health reasons, if he really thinks her extra weight is going to shorten her life drastically.
Okay, if it's not visually appealing to him, shouldn't he speak up? It goes both ways. If a dude picked up a bunch of weight, she could easily be like, babe, you're getting big. You need to lose some weight. All right, let me hit the gym. A man can't say that. So how does he bring it up?
Because, well, first of all, most of the time women don't do that. They're not going to say that they do. Babe, you need
That's
to
because
lose
women
weight.
That's because women ain't as vain as men. They don't care. They'll look past some fat and rolls and all of that, or whatever it may be. It ain't got to be weight. It could be anything. It could be a bad, he grew a beard or a mustache. She thinks it's disgusting. A woman will look at that for months before saying something. A man look at a bad hair dude and be like, you know what? I'm not feeling this.
Because that's not the core of their relationship. The core of their relationship wasn't how thin he was or how his facial hair was trimmed up. The core of their relationship is loyalty and love. Like, that's what it is.
Okay, you can love just like family. You can love them. That don't mean you like them.
That's why I said loyalty too, you jackass.
I'm just saying. So, all right, here's my thing. I'm just speaking from a man right now.
Mm-hmm.
So... The man, you looking at this like this is our thing, and it ain't. I'm just saying, speaking in general.
Uh-huh.
So, all right, so she done picked up weight. It ain't physically appealing to him, but he loves her, so now he got to look past it. Men are very visual creatures. We all know this. So now he's checking out other women. Why you looking at her? She got a nice body. Well, dang, you can't look at me? Your body ain't nice to me no more. I told you, I'd like for you to lose some weight, but I can't say that.
Right.
So what is that?
All right. Let's get into it.
Now, what I was saying.
Go ahead. I got it. It's fine. You go ahead and talk about what you're going to say.
So let me just say, first and foremost, fitness and weight loss is a common topic in our household.
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to think, and I just came up to you and be like, hey, that like sprung from another conversation we was having. Which I think I further explained in that. I don't know.
You did further in it. Yeah. You tried to explain it.
Now what I will say, this was 4 years ago, almost five.
5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. I've grown. Now what I do stand by.
Tell me.
Is it was wording, like figuring out how to say certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So, now I know because, you know, we've talked and everything. This is, you know, me. That's probably the first time I've ever brought up your weight.
Yeah. The initial conversation that spun off was.
Hold on. No, don't. No, because like I said, it's spun off of other conversations. It's just like if we always talking about paint and I walk up in the house and be like, you know what? I hate the paint on the ceiling. It ain't like I just came out of the blue and said that.
You don't want me to say what you said? Say it. It was Marcus looked at
this
me.
This is what she said, I said.
No, you absolutely said it. Marcus said, so babe, when you going to get this under control?
Not the way. So, the reason I feel comfortable saying that is because we always talk about weight loss and fitness and all of that. This, and it, like I said, this came from a conversation.
Oh,
this is coming.
Shit.
I said this to somebody that's always like, now, hey, come this summer, though.
Uh-huh.
Your chick gonna be snatched. Come watch this. I'm about to change my diet. I'm about to do this. I'm about to do that. And as soon as I see her drop off, I'm wondering, what happened? Or, so when you gonna get this? So it ain't like it came out of the blue. This is a conversation. conversations we be having. However, understand, I know people are like, wow.
No. I mean, there is one wow, but go ahead.
Oh, no. I mean, I get it. I ain't who I am. No, but knowing what I know now, if I were to approach Angels like any type of thing of fitness or weight loss, it would be me wanting to do something with her. Mm-hmm. Or because then she was saying, you know, well, if you notice that my diet's off, then you need to look at me and think, oh, well, what possibly might be wrong? Like, I got to read minds. But now I know that she is a emotional eater.
That's what we discussed in the podcast.
Yeah, we discussed that in the podcast. She's an emotional eater. I know that now.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know the different ways of, and that could be her educating me back when I said this.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I said that, it's like, well, first of all, mm-hmm. You know, because I talk about this on Let Us Tell It, and I sounded very intelligent because I've lived through it.
Uh-huh.
So I can speak from a place of experience. Uh-huh. Of like, don't be running to your woman talking about when you're going to lose some weight. You take your ugly ass in there and wonder what y'all could do together. Is it just because, you know, it's easier, a whole lot easier for men to lose weight than women. That's a known fact.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Angel, I think we both cut out like sodas and juices and stuff and only drunk water. I think I lost 15 pounds from doing that, where Angel
didn't lose that much.
Yeah, you didn't lose nearly as much as me. But knowing that type of stuff now, and then also, like you said, like we discussed in that episode, and, you know, Angel helped educate me of, you know, she's an emotional eater. There are different things behind a woman's weight gain, which I knew then, but behind a woman's weight gain, even if it's an open conversation about weight loss and weight gain. Mm-hmm. So me looking in deeper or figuring out different ways to approach that other than just coming out and saying it. Like I said a couple weeks ago, making sure what comes out of my mouth is actually what I'm trying to say,
mm-hmm.
and not me just saying what falls onto my tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my 2 cents on it after I tell you my 2 cents on Mint Mobile. These big wireless providers forget that families come in all shapes and sizes. That's why Mint Mobile decided to shake up wireless industry with their brand new modern family plan. Each line starts at $15 a month, and you only need 2 lines to get started, no matter how big or small your family is. You deserve to save on wireless service. You know, we got a soon-to-be 13-year-old who is more active on his phone now, and we have an assistant. Adding all these people to plans on these big wireless networks is ridiculous. You over here darn near paying a car note, where with Mint Mobile, you're able to, it makes a lot more sense. Paying $15 a month for each line, just, you see that. That makes sense. Mm. So you talking about one of these other big places, you keep adding these lines and all this other stuff, you're going to end up paying well over $300. With the family of the 4 phones that I'm paying for with Mint Mobile, that's $60. There's a huge difference. For anyone who hates their phone bill, Mint Mobile offers wireless for just $15 a month. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate, whether you're buying one or buying for one or a family. And Mint Mobile, families start at 2 lines. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Plus, Mint Mobile's modern family plan lets you mix and match data plans so everyone gets the amount of data that's right for them. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same number along with all your existing contacts. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just 15 $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, including the Modern Family plan, go to mintmobile.com/ITGTCAA.
ITGTCAA.
That's mintmobile.com/ITGTCAA.
ITGTCAA.
Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/ITGTCAA.
ITGTCAA.
Now, let me tell you what. When we get done here, I'm going to tell you where I'm going. I'm going to visit my Helix mattress, and I'm going to lay it down. Y'all, we've talked about Helix mattress before because, listen, I am 40 plus two, okay? And one thing I refuse to sacrifice is the luxury and comfort of my mattress. Y'all got to quit getting these little cheap mattresses that are just killing your body. As we get older, our body needs the right type of support and right type of comfort at night so that when we wake up the next day, we're not the tin man all over again trying to start our day up, right? You got all these aches and pains because you're not investing in the thing that's going to help you get a good night's rest, which is your mattress. So Helix Sleep, this is some of the things that I love about mattress. One, you take a quiz, right? Their sleep quiz. It takes about 2 minutes, and it matches your body type and your sleep preferences with the perfect mattress for you. Because the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter what your sister liked. It doesn't matter what your aunt liked. If they are shaped different than you, if they sleep on their back and you sleep on your stomach or your side, y'all gonna need different mattresses to cater to that. Helix is like, we got you, boo. Another thing I love about it is that they're a hybrid mattress, right? So with a hybrid mattress, you get the comfort of a memory foam, which kind of shapes to your body, but the support of springs to help lock your body into good alignment. This is what gives you that great good night's sleep. So with all of that, you can also choose from soft, medium, and firm mattresses. I don't like a huge firm mattress. I'm not getting a massage. This is not a massage table. I need medium, and also don't want to feel like I'm sleeping in quicksand. So we love a good medium firm mattress. And another thing that is really good, if you're plus size, they have plus size mattresses. So you don't have to feel like you're sleeping on a little slither of the bed. You get something that really fits your body, makes you feel comfortable. Plus they have cooling mattresses. So if you're a hot sleeper, that's exactly what I was right after I had the twins. I was overheating like a old car that needed coolant. Helix Sleep has something for you. I absolutely love our mattress. It's the best mattress we've ever had, and I'm so grateful to have been introduced to this mattress company. So if you're looking for a mattress, you can take the quiz, order your mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress come right to your door, shipped for free. You never need to go to a mattress store again. Helix is awesome. So, but you don't have to take our word for it. They have been awarded the best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. It's the go-to solution for a lot of chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine. So just go to helixsleep.com/argue and take their 2 minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you with a customized, I'm over here sleepy, and that is why I am messing up these words. So you're going to take their 2 minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you with a customized mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10 year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick up the mattress from you if you don't love it, but you're going to love that mattress. So don't even play games with me. And also, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue. Now, the way you did that before last week was ITGTCAA, then you continued to read. It would sound like I was speaking Mandarin with a Jamaican accent.
Why?
To continue reading after doing ITGTCAA, and then keep reading and come back to
it. But listen, it's a her lot. So my thoughts on it, I think I am more adamant now that unless it is stated when we first got together, and this is, and when I say we, I mean in a general couples, that why I am with you is because the firmness of your body, because the chiseledness of your body, because physical fitness is a priority to me, and it is a priority that my significant other is physically fit, I feel like it is a it ain't a conversation that anyone should feel they have the right or the pressure to put on their significant other. I feel like there are so many things in life we don't have control over. And while, yes, our eating habits do, we do have control over in per se, depending on like our economic situation. I think to ever, especially dealing with women and with women already being in a battle to just be able to have say over their body and laws being made that are taking away their permission to make certain choices with their body, to then have your significant other feel that their opinion on their on your body is important for them, important enough for them to voice it. I think it had to been, it has to be something that is mentioned up front. For instance, Boris Cujo and Nicole Ari Parker.
Don't act like you don't know her name.
No, because there's because of the three names. Term. Shut up. They're both gorgeous people, right? Boris, in a magazine interview, was like, his wife has to remain fit. Mm-hmm. That is something that they were adamant about at the beginning. And he was like, I will also keep up my end of the bargain and stay fit. That, while I could never be in that type of relationship, if that's something that she signed up for and they both agreed to, bet. But go ahead.
I 100% agree. Like the pressure of putting like, hey, this needs to happen. And I'm not putting this on the same scale at all. But like, let's say woman is with a man. He dresses like a bum. She don't like the way he dress. She, because she's intelligent enough, men aren't that tactful. She will, and dressing a certain way ain't something that I'm sure a relationship would be based on. She probably met him. He might probably dress like that too. Mm-hmm. But for her, she was like, she would tell him or start buying different clothes for him. Like, you know, try this on. You look nice in this. You look nice in that. And slowly mold that into, if they're going out on a date night, him changing the weight. Now, I'm not agreeing. I'm not putting this nowhere near the, you know, weight thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying a man approaches that in a more tactful way of, if he does notice bad eating habits or lack of activity, introducing that for them as a couple.
That's the
part that I say. I feel like, no, there's a way for a man to do certain things without putting the pressure on, like, no, we doing this so you lose weight. No, let's change up our eating because we've been eating bad. You know what? We don't do nothing on the weekends but sit around here. Let's start doing some walking. Let's go hiking, ride bikes or whatever.
I definitely think if this is a precedent of your being a certain size is a deal, or going past a certain size is a deal breaker, then yes. Asking to do those things for the purpose of keeping your spouse healthy, that's one thing. I can get down for that. But in order for you to feel more attracted to them, to get them to lose weight, I feel like that is, what's the word? I feel like that's setting up an expectation that wasn't voiced early on enough. Like, that's like saying, because there's so many reasons why someone could gain weight. There's so many reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the only reason why it's hard for me to ever get on board with it at all. Because like men lose hair, right? Mm-hmm. That is, they can't a lot of times help that, right?
And they got hair pieces now.
But
if you said, baby, I need you to have waves and a hairline again, guess where I'm going to go?
You are not going to do it. You're going to be like, if you don't get over it, don't let him lie to you right now. Marcus will be like,
it up, brushing it down again. I get the last skin out.
Marcus would be like, if you don't get over yourself. But I do think that if you all have that type of communication up front about, like, you know, when it comes to being physically attracted, that is such a huge, huge thing. I feel like at certain point in a marriage, at a certain point in a relationship, whether you 20, if you 10, 20, 30 years in, I'm not saying, like, I actually, for our anniversary, I made it a point to pack clothes that I thought my husband would think I looked good in, because I wanted to look good for you. It wasn't something that he had to be like, and make sure I want to have a chubby the whole time we on vacation. That's not something he had to voice for me, because I desire to be attractive to you. I am aware of things that are easily within my control that I can do, right? However, I would hope that my value to you as a wife will always supersede being 100% the model type of what turns you on. And I'm saying that for any man in any relationship, if your wife has put on more weight, and more than likely she's not going to be, for a lot of women, they're never going to be the size that they were when you met, even if no children have happened. Our metabolism slow down. So unless we do some sort of drastic life change, for some of us, we just going to be heavier. We're just going to be denser. So I would hope that, yes, while the physical might have been the thing that decided to bring you in, that after the years of like romance and love, there are things that will be a higher priority than, oh, my wife has this flat stomach. And I get it. Like, who doesn't? Who doesn't like appreciate like an amazing body? But you know, Marcus knows I like him at every size. They ain't been one size he's been that I've been like.
Absolutely. That's because women lead with their hearts. Women have, you have a beautiful soul.
Men can have beautiful souls too.
Most men are not going to heaven.
Men can have beautiful souls too.
What's happening, I don't want this to get turned, the comment, and I'll let the original get turned around to something that it wasn't. Because that's what we was talking about, is women need to say a certain side. That wasn't at all. It was just, If a man is looking at his woman, what it ended up getting turned into the conversation we started having, if a man is looking at his wife like, we can do something about this, or I need to work on myself as well, most likely in relationships you gain weight together. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, let's lose some weight together, or at least let's attempt to lose some weight together.
Yeah, I think it has to be her motive, as I said in the thing, it has to be her motivated. If she's unhappy with her size, if she's like, oh God, then being like, okay, how can I help you? How would you like for me to assist you in this? Do you want my help? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's actually the reverse that's helpful. I think you look great. I think you look fine. Sometimes that, just to have the positive put on it, so that you're not, because a lot of times when you get depressed about your weight, you then end up putting more weight on. It doesn't make you motivated to lose the weight. It makes you start to go into a cycle of, I'm just so big. Then you begin, if you're an emotional eater, you eat more versus having the positive input of, you fine regardless. All this booty you dragging now, this is everything I get to love and hug. But if you want to lose weight, babe, I'm here for you. I'll help you with however weight.
That out. Men don't even say that. I'll let that, I'm moving out of the way, just let me move it. Leave it at that.
But yeah, I would love to know what y'all's point of view on it is, as far as in a husband wanting to approach his wife about her weight gain starting to make him less attracted to her. I would love to
hear
y'all.
That wasn't what it was.
That wasn't, no, just that topic. Marcus was not saying that he was less attracted to me. Marcus, like, y'all ain't about to have me feeling.
Yeah, I was like, see, he's getting turned around to something completely
different. No. Marcus was literally talking to me about the when you going to get this under control, was literally him being like, now, I done heard you several times say,
I'm about to get this under control, babe. Look at it. I'm doing this. I'm about to get this up.
He's like, when?
When?
When is that happening? Because you keep saying it. But you know what'll help you get your life in control, under control? Every plate.
Every plates.
Marcus messed up. He knows what he's supposed to say. There you go. Every Plate is a sponsor of today's podcast. Every Plate is America's number one value meal kit. It is 25% cheaper than going grocery shopping. And let me tell you, with these amazing dinners, you will not break the bank. Okay, you get to choose between 17 recipes that change each week. You can swap out protein sides to your liking, so you can switch up your dinner routine however you want. Y'all know we love these meal kits. Every plate is one of the ones that we absolutely love. We've introduced it to friends because of how cost conscious it is, and the meals are actually amazing at the same time. Also, one of the favorite things for me about it is not just the saving money, it saves time. That means I get more time with my kids. That means I get more time with my husband. That means I have more money for vacations, concerts, new glasses, you know, because I like to wear the sunglasses, new jewelry, new shoes, all of the things. The list goes on and on. What I also love is I hate meal planning. I'm not good at it. Period. That's what I realize is not my zone of genius, competence, or any of the other levels. Not even excellence. It's my zone of I'm not good at it. So Every Plate takes that out of my hands. They do the meal planning for me. They do the shopping for me. All I have to do, chop up the vegetables, follow the recipe, and put together a great meal for my family. So this is what we want you to do. We want you to get your first box for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
I don't think you all heard me. I'm going to tell you one more time. Get your first box for just $1.79 per meal. I don't know where else you're going to get a meal that inexpensive and this amazing, okay? Amen. But I'm supposed to read this verbatim, so I'm going to start that part over again. Get your first box for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
It's Every Plate, America's number one value meal kit. All right, now we're going to get to the actual main topic of today's podcast, and that was... That was our anniversary vacation. Yeah. We just got back, y'all.
Y'all can see it and say, you can see it and see.
If you're not watching and you're just listening, I'm pretty sure we sound darker complected to you as well. Yeah. They're like, Angel's voice sounds more melanated because I am about five shades, just more crisp. Marcus is over here.
Like a penny.
He is toasted to the gods. So today we're going to talk about all the ingredients that are needed for the ideal vacation, which those four ingredients are relaxation, fun, luxury, and novelty. So, Marcus, what do you feel like the perfect ratio of those ingredients are? So I'm going to tell you again, relaxation, mm-hmm. fun, luxury, and novelty. New.
Oh, why don't you just say new? Nah. For me personally, vacation, I'll do it at 100%.
Yeah, that's what we need.
I need like 30% relaxation.
Okay. You got 70% left?
Yeah, 70%. 30% relaxation. I need another 30% fun.
Uh-huh. Okay, you got 40% left. You had 60%. Uh-huh.
What was the other one? Other two?
Luxury and novelty.
Oh, okay. Luxury. So let's pull that back a little bit. Let me start over. Luxury needs to be first.
Oh, what's how much luxury?
I'm gonna put that at 30.
Wow.
Because if it's luxury, I can also relax in that. So that's gonna fit inside that. Like luxury, if you're doing something luxury, it's not gonna be.
Yes and no, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me see.
Let me tell you why I say that's not the case. Because sometimes I'll keep it added in the head for you if you need me to. Sometimes the luxury can have a lot of itinerary to it. Luxury does not always equate to relaxation.
Well, it depends on how you're looking at luxury.
Luxury just means what you're doing is high end.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, that's other than eating. I don't need nothing to be high. The room.
See, yeah.
Room.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody planning everything. Jamie, we miss you.
Oh, my God. That was our concierge in Hawaii. She was everything.
All right. So we got fun, luxury, novelty, and relaxation. Relaxation is up there high.
So you keeping it at 30? Are you keeping fun at 30?
I'm going to keep fun at 30.
Are you keeping luxury at 30?
Luxury is at 30.
So you got 10% for novelty.
And that's the new stuff. Yeah, I don't need a whole bunch of new stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because ain't that much new going to change. I've done a lot. Not to say that this is a lot that I haven't done.
Uh-huh.
But I've done a lot.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, I think I'm going to keep it right there.
Okay.
You want me to tell you why?
Okay, sure, yeah, sure. I'll
tell you why. Like I already explained the luxury part.
Mm-hmm.
The fun part, it has to be fun. It has to be memorable. Like, I don't want to just go somewhere and just relax and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to relax in new places.
That's novelty.
That is. But it's relaxation as well. Like, yeah. we did an ATV ride, and we ended up hiking up to this, what they call Split Cove, where it's this, like, tunnel. It's a cave that's basically open to the sea. And we went down into the cave and then walked around in the water back around to the ATVs. That was walking back around was relaxing because you're in such shallow water,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost like you're in the middle of the ocean in shallow water. So yeah. That was something new, even though we've hiked on vacation before,
mm-hmm.
but we ain't hiked in water. Like, that was something else right there.
Yeah.
So
that's the novelty of it.
The novelty of it. Yeah. So also the fun of it, because we was on ATV, something motorized. I got to do motorized activities. Jet ski, whatever it may be. And we also did parasailing. That was new for me. Every time we try to do parasailing somewhere, it's always booked up for like 6 months.
Yeah.
So we was able to get parasailing in. And the luxury, most of my meals, I want luxury and the experience. As far as like where we're staying, I want it to be nice. I want to be able to go out, get out and do anything I want, but still come back to something nice at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, I feel like you can relax in luxury. Like, I wish we had the rooms that had its own like little pool,
mm-hmm.
out front.
So that's what I was praying for. Somebody asked where we went. Somebody asked where we went. We went to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Providenciales. It was beautiful.
My year to plan.
Yes, it was absolutely beautiful. I'm debating on how close I want to stick to yours. Right now, I'm thinking I'm 30% relaxation, 30% fun, 20 luxury, 20 novelty. But a part of me thinks that my luxury should be a little bit higher, but I don't want to take away from novelty. Because for us, going to someplace new is a huge part of it.
We don't want no repeats right now.
No, not right now. There are places that I would visit again, I think. Like Hawaii, I would do again. And even, like, I've been parasailing before, but I loved doing that with Marcus. I will say, if I did pull up luxury some, I would take away from relaxation. So let me do that. I'm going to do 30% fun. 30%. Did I say fun was what?
Yeah.
Or relaxation? Okay, I'm going to take away some of the fun. So 30% luxury, 30% relaxation, 20% fun, 20% novelty. Mm-hmm. For instance, the ATVs is not so much what I would consider my fun thing to do. But it was new. Mm-hmm. So the combination of the, because like the walking through the cove was more about the newness.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that it was fun for me. I was worried I was going to drop my phone. We got fully wet, but experiencing that new thing with you,
the water was like waist high. So it wasn't like ankle deep. It was like, is this about to drop off? Like,
right.
I'm looking at the color of the water, make sure it ain't about to.
Yeah. We went to this place called Iguana Island.
Hey.
Iguana Island, wasn't that the activity of Iguana Island was fun for me. The newness.
Yeah.
And that felt like a luxury experience to go to an island that was not inhabited by any human beings. That's not something I've ever done before. And it doesn't seem like something you could easily do for cheap. You ain't right. going to just be like, I'm here in North Carolina. I'm just going to go over here to this.
Yeah, people visited, but nobody lived. You know what pissed me off? And I wanted to walk up and say something to this dude so bad. There was a dude, as we're walking, I could smell cigarette smoke, and I see him putting the cigarette out and, like, just leaving it there. And I want to be like, you are the problem. That's why I hate smokers. If you smoke, I'm sorry. But I hate, it pissed me off so bad. I'm it like, did. We
Marcus
on this island
was so mad.
Don't know human live on. We are here in the middle of paradise and I got to smell your goddamn cigarette smoke.
Yeah, he was definitely mad about that. He was mad.
But we get diarrhea.
I do definitely need a lot.
ATVs, go ahead.
I do need luxury. I work so hard that I don't mind a full itinerary if everything is handled. So for me, a full itinerary planned, even if I'm exhausted at the end of the day, is exhilarating for me because I feel like I've been taken care of. And I feel like most of my day-to-day life, I am taking care of people and I am taking care of business. So on vacation, I like the thought of being taken care of. So this trip, the luxury was a little bit further down because we didn't go to like a full service resort.
The problem with that is I couldn't find a all-inclusive luxury resort.
Right.
Like
right.
The all-inclusive resorts. I mean, the luxury resorts are not on the beach.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, the Ritz-Carlton, which is you got to drive to the beach.
Right.
I wanted something right there where right I could there. Walk out and my feet hit sand.
Absolutely. So the trade-off was perfect because at least we had the luxury of not having to look for food.
Yeah.
Food was there. But, yeah, having the, oh, you want to do this? We'll book all these things for you. Instead, it was like, okay, I have to think about this stuff to figure it out. But it was definitely an amazing time.
So when we stopped, the first time we stopped to look out, like Angel was in front of me the whole time, and I saw your tires were new on yours, like the front tire, the back tires. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay, we got all this traction. But then the mistake was when we got off, I saw how bald my tires was. I was like, oh, I can have some fun with this.
Oh, Jesus.
You didn't see me. I was back here drifting.
Thank God.
I was drifting on the ATV going sideways.
This is after I said to you, what did I say to you on vacation? I said, hey, could you make sure that your actions are always with the thought of coming back to your family safely, like doing things that.
It wasn't dangerous. I knew what I was doing.
That is always your thought behind stuff. Yes, it is. I know what I'm doing.
I bet I could probably do this, but then I knew exactly what I was doing.
We went bike riding. That was something new for us. Mm-hmm. Stressful a little bit for me, but very still had fun. We met Kent. We met Kenzie.
Kenzie from Turks and Caicos.
From Turks and Caicos. She said, oh, is that Marcus? I think that helps a lot with vacations.
Yeah, I was and it was hard to tell from like the brochures and like reading everything about the resort. I was expecting, I was hoping for a Hawaii experience, like Ritz-Carlton, with everything that the our resort had. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case. And once I got there and started looking stuff up, I was like, okay, you're going to get a trade-off.
Yeah. I mean, there were babies that were working the resort. Everybody was under 22.
What are y'all doing with y'all's old people? Meaning us.
Where have y'all put them?
Like 15 to 22, it seemed like.
They were. Okay, just name your favorite part of the trip so that people can hear about it, because I don't know when the vlog is going to go up. So name your favorite part.
With you, it was the bike riding ATVs. Snorkeling was, I don't know. I can't really pinpoint like my favorite part. What was yours?
Probably the ATVs.
Yeah.
One, because I knew how much you were going to enjoy the ATVs.
Yeah, I wish you went faster.
I'm glad he didn't. I thought we went fast enough. Yeah.
Mine stalled out, and they left me. They didn't know I was gone, and I'm sitting there trying to start it. It wouldn't start. So that did give me my opportunity to pick up some speed on it.
See.
Luckily, I got to them right before they took a left turn, because if they took that turn before I caught up with them, I don't know where I would have ended up.
That would have been so scared. Yeah, no, it was just something that I know that you talk about dirt bikes and ATVs randomly enough times that I was glad that I got to experience that with you, because it's something that you.
Oh, you loved it.
It was cool. Is it something?
It seemed like Angel was like, is she? And what made me enjoy more is you seemed relaxed on it. Like you didn't seem like you were tense or anything.
Once I figured out how to break, I was cool. Yeah,
they told us. I told them before we left. They was like, the left side is the rear brake. Front side is the front brake. I mean, the right side is the front brake. Use the left and then use the right one to help a little bit. So I'm sitting there before we even take off. I said, there's no resistance in the back. I said, this brake don't work. And sure enough, like we get going, he's like, yes, just use this one. I know how brakes work.
Yeah, I was definitely, no, I'm all, like there's always going to be a little bit of me on ATVs being like, course, yeah. Don't I do. So, yeah, I'm glad I got to experience
it. Somebody asked if we relaxed. Yes, we relaxed a lot.
Ah, yeah. We scrolled on our phones. We watched movies and TV shows together. We chilled out in the pool.
The only time I did strenuous activity in the pool is when I played volleyball in the pool with them people.
Marcus is that guy, I'm you not guys.
That guy. I was that guy. Why? Twice.
Why do you not? You try to push this off of you so bad. Why?
Because it's not. And then the next time we ran, but why are you so quiet? Why are you back here? Because I'm not that guy. And I'm
when
gonna,
we
I'm
on vacation, Marcus is.
Once I get licked up, I'm Mr. Extrovert. That's me.
Very much so an extrovert.
On vacation?
Like, adding to the conversation, we going snorkeling. I say, oh, it's our 15-year anniversary. And they're like, oh.
Actually,
woo.
That was just meant for the guide and everybody else.
Marcus, you said it loud at the back of the ship and everybody was watching and you yelled it. I was like, it's our anniversary, so please do not kill my husband because I'm trying to take him back home. And Marcus is like, yeah, because on our 10-year anniversary, we went to jail in Cuba. Everybody on the boat turns around. Oh, we've got to hear that story. He's like, yeah, I'll tell you at a later time. I'll tell you. And sure enough, he tells the story later.
We tell the story.
Yeah.
And then I was at one instant before that happened. Angel's like, you're that guy now. I'm like, I'm not that guy, Angel.
Why does it?
Because it's like something happened once or twice and now that's me. That's like bad parenting.
No,
bad
I'm
parenting
just saying.
If you do this.
No. This is something that I have noticed prior to this trip.
When?
When we're on vacation.
Name one other time.
Marcus. Okay, wait a minute. I've told you before when we're like saying, like, when is somebody trying to get us to do something, especially in a foreign country? And I'll be like, no. And you'll be like, no,
people talking? Because I feel weird about just ignoring people and walking away.
I don't ignore them.
Yeah,
no,
you keep on walking with your butt.
I go, no, thank you. Marcus will be like, no, we're only here for a little bit
Angel
of time. We
them.
Can't.
She doesn't make eye contact,
do
which
not.
Most people do ignore them. No, thank you. And she just keeps walking. It's like a very elitist way. That's not me. I'd be like, man, we're good. It is a very elitist way, the way you do it.
I don't ignore them.
You do. Just because you say no, thank you, don't mean you ain't ignoring them. You ain't even hearing what they're saying.
I can already see
no,
what
thank you. And you just keep walking. No, thank you. If she says anything to him.
I speak.
No, if you
say, I speak.
Angel will make a beeline through her and won't say no, thank you. They have to step in front of her. No, thank you. And she just keeps walking.
It's not
that's
elitist.
Not me. Yes, that's you.
It's not
just
elitist.
It's like I'm that guy. That's you.
I'm that guy.
I actually talked to him. We're good.
That guy is not an insult. Elitist is an insult.
Y'all said you walk through like an elite because you don't even look at them people.
Elitist. Calling someone an elitist is an insult.
All right. Angel walks through and dismisses the people as if she's better than them.
See, I'm not trying to insult you.
I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just saying the way when you walk through, when you're truly not trying to, we're not going to take any of their offers. We know that going in. Angel wastes no time. She walks through and just.
I'm effective.
Okay.
I'm assertive. Effective
and assertive.
I'm not an elitist. That's different.
Okay.
And you're extrovert when we're on vacation. Why is that a bad thing?
Not the whole time.
I didn't say you were the whole time.
The two times. And then I don't ignore people in the airport trying to give us a taxi ride. Or sell us stuff.
Yeah, that was, okay, yeah, it was Mexico. I was like, no, I know.
No, that was my first time going.
You were like, no, our friends are coming to get us. We've got it.
You talking about that? Yeah. I'm going to hold a conversation with the people. They being nice. I ain't going to, no, thank you.
That's all I.
Or, excuse me, man, would you like, Angel? Excuse me, man. Be gone, sir. You're beneath me.
Is that? You're being mean.
Nah, she don't do that, but Angel is assertive.
I'm very assertive because they will. I have done this enough, and they toy with women way more than they do with dudes.
Okay. So you're gonna say, so what do you do when you're walking through, and it's like five of them? You walking through five, and they're like, "Excuse me, what are you doing?"
I go, "No, thank you." Now this is the thing: if there are other women in there, I'm not gonna assume they're always talking to me. So I'm not going to. Women.
It's just me and you. You walking in front of me.
There were people coming in behind us.
Okay, but they jumping in front of you. Excuse me, man. Excuse me. Where are you going? No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, thank
to
you.
To one of them. She'll say it to one and the rest supposed to hear.
This is also to keep them from wasting their time because they're trying to get a sale. So yeah,
be like, no, man, we good. I appreciate it. That's mine. That's me.
I don't want to waste
Baltimore their... comes out.
Okay, listen. So what you do to them little kids in Mexico?
What you talking about?
Do you sit there and say, oh, little child, I'm so sorry.
Every time I get out of the car.
Marcus puts on his shades.
No, you know them. They aggressive with their little cute sales.
Uh-huh. That's what I know. Okay, let's. Anyways, it was a great time. I love you, husband. Even though you called me elitist and all I did was call you that guy, meaning you're an extrovert. Extrovert.
I'm not.
I think you think extroverted is a...
Because that's not, I'm not the... Hey, that happened twice.
On this trip.
That's the only time it be happening. I was nice to Jamie because Jamie's the ish.
Marcus is way more of a chatty catty.
I'm not. All right, Angel.
Now he's going to purposefully try not to it.
I'm gonna continue to be me. And you're going to be like, right? Because right, no. This has been me the entire time you've known me.
Why are you insulting me? Stop insulting me. I'm not insulting you.
Hey, Angel and Marcus. My question for you all is, as you all are growing and like evolving and changing or whatever, how do you make sure that you are growing together and not growing apart? Thanks.
Well, I try not to insult my husband. I just make observations.
Tries, but she does. She tries so hard, but
I share how I try to make sure we're growing together. Is I share the things that are causing me to grow. That's my biggest thing, especially with my therapist/life coach. I share with him all the nuggets that I feel like she gave me.
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Oh, yes, him meaning you, not the therapist. I share with him the nuggets that I feel like were big breakthroughs for me in the session. Obviously, he could just get his own, you know, therapist, a life coach, and have his own, you know.
She's great.
Have his own breakthroughs. But anytime I learn something, I don't hoard it to myself. I share it with him. Whether or not it pertains to him is for him to decide. But that's the biggest way, is that my growth, whether it be spiritually or mentally, is not just meant for me to experience. It's meant for both of us. You?
Yeah, similar. Whatever I'm going through as far as what I'm trying to accomplish, I include Angel. And by including her, she doesn't have to go through everything that I'm going through, but we end up going through it together regardless, because we're going to help out each other. And whatever I elevate to, she's going to be right there because she's been on the journey with me. Mm-hmm. It's not like we got things that we're doing and it's like not including, or the other one doesn't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Or at least from me. I got to book this show. I got to go read this. I'm like, all right, have fun.
Have fun.
But yeah, like I include her on everything.
Yeah. I think that probably sums up our answer. And that was from our Patreon member, New Woman 23 on Instagram. Thank you so much. If you want to be able to submit questions to us, you just got to be a Patreon member and we'll let you know how to submit and how we get it for the love of $5. Real quick to go back to that and then we'll close out. Christian Joy in Patreon said, as an Aquarius, I cringe at the thought of being an extrovert because they can be annoying. Is that what this That's why you're acting this way.
Everybody I'm cool with is an extrovert.
No, I think I'm saying that's why you're reluctant for me to say that you become that guy on vacation.
Because I'm not that. I'm truly not. Like, it's a couple of. I can't even say on vacation. Like, I can name the times where I was like. Like I said, when I get some lick in me, yes.
That's the reason why that's why I'm saying it's usually on vacation. That's when we usually drink more than what we ever would home. I'm not saying you're just all of a sudden like, now I'm no longer introverted. This is the extroverted me. It's usually, yes, I know, it's because
you're not even usually on vacation. It's like certain times maybe on vacation, like one time here.
You got to say it. It don't happen usually in real life at all. So that's why I say usually on vacation. I'm not saying the entire vacation
but
you are.
But just how she made it sound, she's like, you're that guy. You're that guy. I'm like, what do you mean that guy?
Because like, those people that do get to experience
you. See how annoyed I was at the people that recognized me from, they played the wobble. This guy wobble with it. Mm-hmm. And I had some drinking.
Yes. Tell that example. Yeah.
Tell that example. So I'm sitting there drinking. They playing Wobble Baby Wobble. And they played like two or three line dances. So we just sat there. So he did that. And the two people conducting it, I went up and I did the wobble with them.
This Marcus. Nope. Nobody else.
How many times has a wobble played and I not danced?
No. I am just.
Oh, yeah. Nobody else came. I thought other people was going to jump up here and start doing it.
Marcus is like, Angel, should I go up there and dance? I said, go on here, baby.
I played my song. So I went on up there. From that, me doing that, and then the lady asking me what my name was after we did it, everybody at that goddamn resort knew my name, and it pissed me off. Marcus, let's get you a Jello shot. No, I don't want no goddamn Jello shot. No, hey, stop. Let me have my space.
That's the thing.
So after that, they had to realize, okay, maybe he ain't the one.
The way that people got to meet you in those moments, they would have thought he's the guy, he's the life of the party. He's up doing the line dances, he's playing the volleyball, telling us amazing stories. I know that
is
not you.
Is all the same people.
I know. No, these are the telling amazing story was a whole different group of people. I'm not saying this is you all the time. I'm saying that person comes out on vacation, and if that's the only
I'm
time people
into strangers. That happens at the airport if I have a couple drinks. Maybe.
I rest my case.
Somebody say, hey, where you going? Otherwise, I'm just headed over here. I get up and walk away. Have a couple drinks. Hey, man, where you going? Oh, I'm going back home from L.A. to L.A. Went to go visit some family in Kentucky. That's the difference.
Barely anybody knew my name. They knew my Marcus.
Angel was jealous. Now we're getting to the root of this.
No.
I was so annoyed when people started just yelling my name from across the pool. I was like,
It was from when you were party guy.
The lady came. She's like, you didn't take a Jello shot. I don't do Jello shots. Oh, we got some other shots. I'm not gonna do old shots either.
They were loving Marcus. All right, you guys. That's another episode of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Is This Gonna Cause an Argument. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms except for Twitter, where I am Angel the Actress. You can watch this podcast at That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. And and join our Patreon at patreon.com/thatchickangel. Would you want to tell them where can they find you?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Saint on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Saint on the Book. You can find my beard and body butter. That's called Man Shit. You can find that at manshyt.com. You can also find me on my other podcast called Let Us Tell It. You can find that on Tanksley TV and search Let Us Tell It. Make sure you go over there and subscribe over there as well. Make sure you watch Let Us Tell It episodes.
Absolutely. So until next time, you guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.